Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we locked in, family. We locked in. We back in the building, family. I need to get the energy right. I need to hit the levels. I need to get it together. I apologize to each and every last one of you for being late, but you know we stay on CP time right here. So long as you got that energy together with the family, accept my apologies. Oh, we can start the fucking show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Vain Verde Podcast. And we're here to get a game service where that cause change ain't certain, but will be true. It's gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. As always, I'd like to thank each and every last one of you for being here with me tonight. So you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're in here with me, and I appreciate that. You know, despite all my flaws, despite all my imperfections, you know, you right here rocking with me, family, and I appreciate that. You know what I mean? We definitely in the building, family. And you keep coming back to holler at your boy. How the hell goes it, everybody? Salute to you all, man. Glad you all here checking in with us tonight. How many we got in here? It's about... Oh man, y'all, we deep in here tonight, family. Y'all missed the campaign. Y'all get on in the building, man. Let's get into it. Let's get it started. We ain't got all night. Share, like, share. So you feel we about to get started, family. We got to go in a little bit. We got to have a conversation. Peace of life, family. Welcome everybody to the Vain Verde. We're here again. We're here again, man. Y'all already know how we do it every time around this time. Been a minute since I've been here to fuck with my family. And guess what? I miss each and every last one of y'all. See everybody checking in here across the United States, California, fucking with the God. Salute everybody out there on the West Coast. See out of Washington. I see y'all checking in. Arizona, Nevada. What's up? What's good? Y'all checking in. Up top, Wyoming. Who the hell in Wyoming fucking with the bar, man? Y'all send me a message or something. What's going on in Wyoming, man? I don't know nothing about that, man. Of course, here, ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Locked in, as always, fucking with the bar. I see my family there. Got people down in Florida checking in. Salute, Florida. What y'all crazy at? We got to talk, Florida. Y'all got some shit going on down there in Florida that I don't appreciate right now. We got to have a conversation about that in a few minutes, Florida. But salute to y'all. You did. Carolinas, North and South, checking in with the boss. Salute to every last one of y'all. Got Mo checking in from California. Salute to everybody. Y'all mobbed up in here. I see what's going on out there on the West Coast. So y'all up is a little earlier there. I get it. Good to see y'all again. Good to hear from my family, man. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute, man. Why y'all ain't been calling? I've been trying to call y'all. You did. I've been trying to call my family, man. Yeah, the very, very. You know we got to give it the truth. Sorry. Memphis, Tennessee, I see you. Salute. Everybody in New York City, I see you. Salute. Jersey checking in with Sandlin. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I see y'all. Okay, Philly is in here mobbed up. But y'all came in together. Y'all together? That's cool too, Philly. Salute everybody in Philly, man. Let's go. Okay. We got overseas. They're learning what we're doing overseas. Fucking right. UK checking in with the boy. Salute the UK. Up top in Canada. I consider y'all United States. I don't consider y'all, you know what I mean, foreigners, so to speak. But I guess, you know, y'all are y'all own world. Shout out to the UK. Bahamas checking in with the boy. Who the hell is Russia fucking with me, man? Vladimir. Vladimir Divac. Salute. Welcome to the Van Verde Podcast. Each and every last one of you ugly motherfuckers. You did. Hey, what we doing, man? Is we getting Donald Trump the fuck up out of here with, man? What's up? What we doing? Now, you know where the really what's going on. Like, I'm trying to. My connection been real fucked up, y'all. Like, my connection been really, really, really bad. I'm trying to, you know, I'm using out, you know, the other computer right now, so I'm kind of checked in off of the phone, right? So what I want to do, we're going to get in the stump. We got to have this conversation, but I got to see if I can do it right. If I can't do it right, then, you know, we just going to, you know, do what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? If we can't do it right, we're just going to do what we're doing. So, finna see right quick. In the meantime, in between time, we get into tonight, man, Surviving Love. We going to continue. I want to continue to stay into our Survivor series, you know, that has always been, you know, fan favorites. Everybody's always been, you know, kind of, you know, question to have those conversations. So we're going to get into that a little bit. But in the meantime, y'all fuck with my brother, Andrew Werve, off the Rhythm and Passion Project. And I'm going to see if I can fix these technical difficulties over here. And we'll be back in a minute. And y'all already know, yeah, Van Verde Project.
I love the way your lips feel when penetrating. No, I'm not referring to the ones on your face. I'm in the mix. I tend to think I might accidentally slip. Hope you're on your birth control tablets up to date. No drunk off your presence. Every time we meet, you wonder about body your pain. A sundress and stockings, whatever you wear, it don't matter. Going in the sun and alone, babe. Enjoy this long, long. I love it when I lay in raw, babe. It's more than just fucking. Baby girl, we making love. It's intimacy making magic every time we touch. Yeah, yeah.
I don't give it. Tell no one to see.
take a fantasy, dog. We keep discipline. That you make it a job. Stay between my eyes. I like it when I climb up on top of you. Baby boy, I can feel your excitement for my body. Make it only in my head. So go on and sound the alarm, baby. More than just fucking, baby, we'll be making love. It's intimacy making magic every time we touch.
We back in the building, family. So what I'm gonna do, right? I cannot get this. I can't get this working right for me, right? So it's all good. What we gonna do? Is we gonna shut the whole goddamn thing down and start from the top. We did. That'll be the best bet. What y'all think? I know that y'all think. Y'all don't give a damn either way. Y'all just like, man, come on, what the hell you talking about, bro? So look, right? First off, right, before I go in, while I'm waiting for this to boot back up. Did y'all get a chance to see the BET Awards, BET Hip Hop Awards? Pretty good, Well, I ain't gonna even say. I'm gonna be honest. I thought this shit was, you know, mediocre at best. On a scale of 1 to 10, we say 10 being the best shit I done ever seen, 1 being the straight dud, I'd probably give this award show a 5. You know, a strong 5. You know, not a 6, but a strong 5. You know what I mean? And, I don't know if it was. Well, it was the radio as it is. You know what I mean? I guess what the industry is doing right now. I hope I ain't too loud. I'm loud enough and I'm clear enough, y'all hear me. But what the industry is doing right now, man, is they, you know, back to focusing on the only those marquee. Because, like, you know, I ain't no hater, nothing like that. But, and we kind of over the baby and Megan Thee Stallion. Like, is that all, you know what I mean, going on? Like, you know, and I, you know. Oh, that shit sound like hate. It sound like hate, don't it, y'all? I know. It damn sure sound like hate. But think, though, I mean, but that's pretty much all it was. It was the baby and, you know what I mean, Megan Thee Stallion show. You know what I mean? Le Duval opened up. You know, he did awesome job. Le Duval, great comedian, hosted, you know, the award show this year. And, yeah, man, he, you know, did a pretty good job. I mean, it's funny for what it was. They don't really do much, you know what I mean? Well, I know they say they host it or whatever, but they don't really, you know, it's not really a lot of camera time, I guess, a lot of work that gets put into it, you know what I mean? More theatrical than anything, but the shit he did at the beginning was like, I guess it was a spoof off the Hot Girl Summer, and I think it was great because they actually let him, they let Megan Thee Stallion open with, you know, her thing with the Hot Girl Summer and all that. Then he come out with the City Boys, you know what I mean? His comedic fashion and shit. And I thought it was pretty cool, man. I thought it was, you know, pretty good. And what else? What else happened on that? And, yeah, after that, then, you know, a couple of awards. I don't remember half the awards that they gave away. for some reason. And then how y'all feel, Lil Nas X and Billy Ray won best collaboration, duo, group. Y'all know my thoughts on that. I mean, it is what it is. I think the song is trash to even be considered hip hop. That's my probably my issue with it. Of course, I have no homophobia, no kind of shit like that. His business being, I thought the song was trash before he came out. So I try to be real consistent with my judgment on who trash and who not. You know, I try to stay consistent with that at least. You know what I mean? But yeah, Lil' Kim was on it finally, man. You know, they showed Lil' Kim some love. She was on it with the I Am Music award or some shit like that. I thought it was pretty dope, and she did a little tribute. I haven't seen the whole performance on. I've been hearing a lot of good things, so. Lil' Kim, man, you know what I mean, doing her thing out there, you know, finally getting, you know, recognition, you know what I mean, for years of work, you know what I mean, and being a innovator, a pioneer in the game for female rap like she do, because, I mean, that's all her kids, man, probably with the exception of Rhapsody, you know, they all Lil' Kim kids, Nicki Minaj on down. So, it is what it is, man. And I'm here in the city in Atlanta, man. It was a star-studded event here. You know, they filmed the BET Hip Hop Awards on Saturday. Yeah, they filmed it on Saturday. Then, was it Sunday? It was Saturday, and then Friday night before, Tyler Perry had his event. Had his opening for, you know, the Tyler Perry Studios over there. So that was a big thing, man, you know, for the city, man. Everybody was in. And look, I know geographically, right, I want to explain this shit to y'all, right, where I'm from, you know what I mean? I'm from Carver Home, the city called Zone 3, the town called Zone 3, right? It's near downtown Atlanta. It's about maybe 10 to 15 minutes from downtown Atlanta, you know, that close to the middle of the city. But the Army base, formerly Fort McPherson, where Tyler Perry bought the studio, is in right in the side of Zone 3 and Zone 4. You know what I'm saying? So that close in the hood. So listen to me what I'm telling y'all, family. You got to understand what I'm saying. Beyonce and Oprah Winfrey was in the three, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z them was in the three. Cicely Tyson, we had her in the building, court. You feel what I'm saying? Tyler Perry had them folk coming out 166. Did you see Taraji Henson? Do y'all follow? I know you follow Taraji, man, because yeah, you know fucking food. Taraji P. Henson. Y'all follow Taraji P. Henson because she posted her. I think Oprah might have had posted it too. Them getting off the highway, right down that highway. That's in the three, family. You feel what I'm saying? You can get out right there, exit before that, and get you a good 3-5. Exit the next exit after that, put you right off on right off on campus. So look, I'm wondering, like, you know what I mean? And that's some great shit, man. You put it right out there, right in Oakland City. You know what I'm saying? Right out Zone 3, out Silver. Coming out of Lakewood, Metropolitan, and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right there where it's at. So see, that's what I'm going to try for all y'all, for everybody that's listening, tune in, all my people from overseas. I want y'all to understand where my brother put this studio at. You know what I mean? He put this studio. It's in the hood like a motherfucker. Don't get it twisted. And that's where the Army base was as well. You know what I mean? But it's heavenly guarded. Ain't no pulling up. You know what I mean? You know, you ain't worried about nothing. Everything is all good. You know what I mean? Everything is all good. Everything okay. Well, salute to Tyler Perry, man. Had everybody, man. Everybody was in the building, man. You know, it's a great thing, man. From and for those of you that know, I've talked about it, you know, numerous times on the show. You know, being a playwright, screenwriter myself, and aspiring actor, Mr. Perry is probably, you know, single-handedly probably the driving force behind the innovation that I have to pursue, you know, this path. You know what I mean? Like, from the first, you know, time I saw it, like, it moved, I wasn't even really a fan of the plays because I wasn't even in the plays like that, you know what I mean, at first. You know, I did, you know, a play, first kind of big acting thing I ever did was, you know, a play with, you know, stepmom, and I opened up a particular book that she wrote, and y'all can go and check that out. It's on Amazon and all the rest of that shit. The Eye Opener. So y'all can check that out by one to get. But anyway, we did that, you know what I mean? And so that was like the only thing, but I wasn't even, I wasn't a fan of plays. Like, I didn't watch plays and shit, you know, and that was a thing for a while that a lot of people, you know what I mean, did. There was a time where plays and going to plays in the city, you know, at the Fox was a thing. That goes to show you how old I am too, y'all, you know what I mean? But I, hey, anyway. But Mr. Perry, man, from trying to get himself out there and establish, you know, taking the shot, you know, long shot in his dreams of being homeless and sleeping in his Chevy Monte Carlo, you know what I mean? And, you know, and writing those plays and coming up with that. And see, it takes that kind of hurt. Well, let me back up a little bit. Like, most geniuses, you know, come from struggle. What I mean by most genius, most in the arts, rather, you know, it'd be like music, you know what I mean, writers, you know, authors, things like that, that nature in the arts. Most of the genius, most successful people that, I guess you can say, create the most potent content or impactful, you know, do the most impactful work, they usually come from a lot of struggle, man. Come from a lot of struggle and hurt and things like that. And I think that those kind of things, being able to tap into those strong emotions and kind of helps, you know, any artist. And Lord knows, I have my share. No bullshit, man. Lord knows I have my share, man. But, you know, it's all good, man. We take it, you know, we grin and bear it, and, you know, we grin and bear this shit, and we take it in a grain of salt, with a grain of salt, or whatever, as they say. You know what I mean? I don't know. How you do that? Okay, I can't tell you this off. And look, my system is fighting back, but it's all good, right? So we're going to do, we'll take another little break real quick. And we're going to get into exactly why we here in the building, family. You did. It's the Vain Verde Podcast. Be back in a second.
Yeah. 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 Now let every troubled heart sing. Yeah. Yeah. And all the people of the world sing.
Can't change the world.
Try to do your best, live it in the trouble, don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. You can't change the world. Try to do your best, live it in the trouble, don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. Now see Martin, see Malcolm. Now see Biggie, see Pac, see the steps and the drop come. But see Barack and Phil, victory, even Lithuanian sin. That's the new Black Kennedy. And it's that Black energy that made history. Let's hope he ain't another Jack memory. Cause even Jesus drew Judas. Now that's the reason and the proof. Your success is like suicide. Cause see the truth is you strive for your desires and from it you die. Or you get a life listening from which you cry. Then get out of your mental deathbed in which you lie. Because the president's Black, Jesus Lambo blue. Everybody getting paid, goddamn it ain't true. People swearing they're your friends when you know it ain't true. Can't be hit by the wings, there's something you can't do. And all if
you can't
sing.
Change the world,
try to do your best, live it in the trouble, don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. You can't change the world, but try to do your best. Give it in the trouble, don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. They got me begging for God's forgiveness. All my niggas no longer breathing, or they stuck in prison. Barely breathing, believing, thinking that freedom's a dreaming. Well, it's a nightmare to me, cause I'm seeing my semen full of demons. I'm planting seeds in the evil I bring. It's all envy and greed. I feel the wrath of the lust I produce in the sheets. I let my gluttony ease. I let my pride and the sloth be the death of my peace. I can't accept who I be. Now they got me mad at the world. The seven came along, plus I had a little girl. I'm through now. Damn, I got a baby. True time is too wild. What I'ma do now? Got some serious changes. Do how am I gonna be a father when my heart is like a motherless child? Cry with a fatherless smile. All of the while, keep my composure. But it's hard to tell if my post is soldier or rolling over.
You can't change the world.
Try to do your best. Living in the trouble don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. You can't change the world, but try to do your best. Living in the trouble don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day.
Hey. Now our Father who art in heaven, can I take you on a tour of the world where I be dwelling? It's constant smell of weed, piss and paraphernalia. Not to mention crack barbecue and dead bodies swelling. And niggas ain't messing with dog shit, that's how they treat us. The cops pull us over, stop and beat us and call it procedures. We call it evil, women don't wanna see that they be trusting and die. Oh, it's too much to have a thug in your life. Oh, he ain't right, that us niggas do time. They ain't get put up on base, they can't get a job. Someone penitentiary chances you facing. It's like a race against time. The clock is slowly ticking backwards. So are the dreams of chasing after. But I cope with brown and white liquor for my zoners. I smoke new post, smacking miles of marijuana. I drove, don't help instead of fleeces my persona. Tight rope and all, think I can hang on.
You can't change the world, but try to do your best. Living in the trouble don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. You can't change the world, but try to do your best. Living in the trouble don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. You can't change the world, but try to do your best. Living in the trouble don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day. You can't change the world, but try to do your best. Living in the trouble don't last always. And every boy and girl, you cry tonight, but tomorrow is a brighter day.
You know where that was the boy, man. That was myself, Tim Black, featuring. That was my baby girl, man. My baby girl. Shout out to the princess and the heiress to the throne. The eldest heiress to my throne, I guess I should say. And little Miss Wiley, you know what I mean? I think there was a bitch named Q I was fucking with at the time, you know what I mean? But hey, man, who knows, man, you know what I mean? That was singing at the end, though, you feel what I'm saying? But it's all good. Y'all go and check that out. And many more things from the boy. Y'all can check me out, Google Play, Google Music, Pandora, iTunes, Apple shit. Salute to that boy, B-Mo Ben. You know what I'm saying? With what B-Mo Ben, you know what I'm saying? Doing major things out of Baltimore, Maryland. So, salute to my guy up there, man, that, you know, walked me through a lot of things out here in these streets with y'all, man. So, you know, I always salute my brother, man. Much love to the kid. Family, this episode is always being brought to you by Artful Blessed Creations. That's Art for the Soul, custom jewelry for good energy and balance. Check my brother out at Etsy.com/Artful Blessed Creations again. Etsy.com/Artful Blessed Creations. Of course, you could use the code VAIN, V-A-I-N, for a little special 5% discount, man. Telling that boy sent you, man. Go get that give me one of them Wakanda chains, baby, man. He got one up with them black, real black stone that come from the earth, real element. Cause that's what y'all understand. Like, I ain't going all into that, man. You do your own homework again at itsy.com/shop/awfulblessedcreations. Again, promo code VAIN for your own 5% discount. Also, tactical shots for photography. Looking at life through a different lens. Again, tactical shots photography. Salute to my boy. You can holler at him on all the social media platforms. You know, it's coming up. Wintertime, you know, the holidays coming around. You know, you about to go spend that money. You know, you about to ready to propose. You know, y'all going now. It's been a hot girl summer. Y'all ready to wrap it on up and shit. Call that boy Tactical Shots Photography so you can capture those moments, family. I'm telling you. C. Smith Multimedia. My brother C. Smith Multimedia. You need logos, flyers, designs, brochures, book designs, promos, anything like that done, holla at my brother C. Smith Multimedia. Again, any logos, file designs, brochures, book covers, album covers, websites, anything you done seen, all the logos and graphics that you see on the Vain Verde podcast, on our head, the Blackadelic Entertainment, who presents the Vain Verde podcast, the Master Series, all been done by the brother, over there at C. Smith Multimedia. Again, C. Smith Multimedia. Weebly.com. Check them out, family. MegaBrothersClothing.com. Long leg, everything, man. Good flavor. You know, you about to come around, man. You got the bake season coming around. You know, you got what's nigga Butterhead shirt, t-shirts coming in. You got a good graphic about doing his own artwork. Salute to them, MegaBrothersClothing.com, long live everything. Also, ladies, I can't forget about you right now. Salute to my homegirl, Simone Beauty. Simone Beauty, followed on Instagram right now. She actually looking for hair models right now. So y'all can go and DM her right now. Tell her the Vain Verde podcast sent you up through there. You dig? Simone Beauty, Simone Beauty. And don't forget to act, though, y'all. To add Simone Beauty, man. Salute to my girl. All right. She hook you up, man. She a beast, too, man. Shut up, girl. Yeah. Family. Did I get everything? Is that everybody? Is that everything? That's everybody? We paid all the bills? We good. Check this out, right? Surviving love, my family. We surviving love, right? You know, it's been a minute since we've been back at it, right? And a lot of the fans and the conversations we've been having, like I said, you know, the reason why I ain't been available, been doing things, because we've been working on Master Series, screenplay and everything. So I'm trying to get that situated, plus living life in the process. So a lot of y'all have requested that I jump back into the surviving series and the surviving relationships, the surviving love. And there are some things that I want to talk about when it comes to this surviving love. And I decided to revisit the whole, you know what, we're doing this without the music. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this without the background. But again, the surviving love, when I decided to keep running with the hashtag love is a drug, hashtag fuck being sober. Because if you think about it, you know, in the process, you know, I get to thinking about a lot of my friends and, you know, people I'm cool with that's going through their thing. You know what I'm saying? That's and even the ones that's on the bench right now. You know, think about everybody that's involved some kind of way, you know what I mean, within in relationships, or, you know, think about it, even yourselves, you know what I mean, for that matter, right? And I had to tell people, like, you know, just from the top, right, what are the key factors that if your relationship is perfect, you can go ahead and tune out now. You know what I mean? We ain't got a lot of time in it anyway. You ain't gonna miss shit. But for those of us that, you know, struggle with relationships, so, you know, choose not to, you know, not to fuck with them and choose to just focus on self for the moment. Do you ever sit back and just analyze you? You know? Did you indulge a little too much? Because I like to use, in this realm, I like to use this relationship thing, this love thing, as a drug. You know, once you get that, because ain't nothing like that first love, right? Because if that's all it is, right? So, and he's using the same anomaly, right? Nothing like that first high either. No matter whatever it is, no matter that first blunt, you know, whatever you do, I ain't going to go no farther than that, right? But ain't nothing like that first high either. So you are constantly chasing that feeling that makes you an addict. You know what I mean? When you're constantly chasing that high, right? Looking for that feeling that'll never come again, because the intensity that was there in the beginning, giving you something you never had, you'll never get that again because you've had it already. You know what I mean? You know what it feels like, so you'll never go back to that moment. Nothing will ever feel like that again. And looking at, you know, love the same way. And what are some of the things that, look at addicts, right? Let's stay on addicts for a minute. All right, caller. I got you. Y'all is going. All right, I got you. I'm going to get you in. I promise I'm going to try to get you in, but I got to get my shit off. You know how I get out. It's the Van Verde Podcast. They say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. We say hold your nose and tilt your head back. I'm going to sip this and let you swallow that. So, if love is a drug, right, and I'm saying, you know, fuck being sober. We want this shit so much. Like, people want to taste it so much, and it don't even, like, nowadays, like, how connected, you know, is a person to this thing? You know, how into it are you? You know what I mean? Because if you think about it, a lot of us not. And then I look at this, when I say a lot of us, I mean this generation nowadays of people where they look like things. Relationships seem so much superficial nowadays that people are not in it for, they're not into people, they're into moments. And it'd be so many good moments, right? And then when those good moments stop, you know, you looking at the person like, damn, like, now you let me down. That's like how a lot of people end up running, because they run out of moments. You run out of moments with people and not really, you know what I mean, enjoying a person. And that's all that high is. That high just gives you that moment. You know what I'm saying? It gives you that moment to forget about all your cares, forget about all your worries, just live in the now and feel good about a lot of shit. And then that's how a lot of that shit go. And then love is kind of the same way, because when you feel like you're into a person, you're so in love and infatuated with this motherfucker that, you know, they take away all your worries and you just care for them. And that, when people see you, that shit coming all out your eyes and shit, you know what I'm saying? You just bleed that bullshit, right? Until those moments pass, because nothing lasts forever. A lot of things have to die in order to emerge again. You know what I mean? That's how a life cycle works. You know what I'm saying? In anything, right? And And I think nowadays, because it's so, you know, superficial, right? And a lot of motherfuckers lie, right? And I don't want to get into it because I'm trying not to go, I'm trying to stay on the realm of just the relationship without going into the individual, you know, guy, where us guys do fucked up and how we play a part in the demise of a relationship. I think I'm going to have to go in there next because I'm just, like I said, you know, we just getting back into it and I'm going to have to open this door up. So now tonight I'm going to just set the stage on what the rest of the Surviving Love series is going to be about. So again, we're going to dive in the fellas, you know. We're going to have to face a lot of our truth. You know, we got to face a lot of our truth and that. And that'll be harder than a lot of harder to do for women because, you know, of course, women feel and react from the inside out. You know, we guys, we react from the outside in. So, you know, a lot of our shit, I mean, itself will is contained. And, you know, we keep a lot of shit. Men have way more secrets than women. And we're going to, through this Survivor series, we're going to explore a lot of the motherfucking secrets. You know what I mean? How to read on both sides. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be fine. I don't think I'm, and yes, it is biased. And it is different for me, right? Because y'all know I'm pro women, right? But I'll be biased from the guys on this one, but I'm pro women. So understand how that's going to go. And I got a, might have going to come in here and join us soon on this conversation. I want to ease into it. I think I want to do it another way now. Now I don't want my guests to come in. I want to say that now I got another idea. You know, I tend to do that a lot. But, yeah, we're going to explore all of that. We're going to talk about infidelity, cheating. We got to talk about finances, which is probably one of the ultimate inducers to a lot of the bullshit that happens in relationships. Finances, the lack of, or what such an abundance can do to a relationship. You know what I mean? A lot of motherfuckers don't went through that shit, like for real. You know, abundance of money can change people for the worse. You know, let alone a lack of, you know what I mean? It's real shit. Finances, friends, fucking homegirls, you know what I mean? And homeboys, you know what I mean? We got to talk about that, the social status of, you know, relationships in 2019, how to weather through this climate. You know what I mean? What kind of armor you got to put on as a couple? You know what I mean? Or is that even possible nowadays in this turn up ass generation, in this hot girl fucking summer? Because it ain't none of this shit is about marital bliss. You know what I mean? Because so many all these girls, hold on, let's get into it a little bit. I ain't want to goddamn go this far, but see, my mind won. The spirit mover, motherfucker. How you ladies think you want a man to do all this and that? You can't have a hot girl summer. I'm telling you, a hot girl summer gonna lead to a pregnant girl winter, and they're gonna be a goddamn single mama spring. And you know what that gonna mean, fellas? Your turn, goddamn, gonna be a child support running goddamn next summer for your ass. Real shit. In a few minutes, that's how it's going to go. But that's cool, too, though, right? And that's how it's been going. So, you know, high girl something. Speaking of high girl something, I know this random man, salute down here. So, you know, we in the A family. Salute all my people across the country, you know, across the east that's checking in. All 596 Oh, you motherfucker. Wait a minute. Hell nah. Hell nah. Hell nah. Hell nah. Hell to the nah. 596 of you motherfuckers. Give yourself a round of applause, man. Just for being here, man. For real, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? One more time for your motherfuckers. That's y'all, man. Y'all did this. Y'all made this shit possible. With that said, since you're making this shit possible, y'all need to go and salute and check out fundraiser that we're doing. Y'all go and get your Master Series merch right now. You can just support and donate the brand, Blackadelic Entertainment. Got some real shit that we're working on for y'all right now. But you can go to custominc.com/fundraiser/masterseries. Again, custominc.com/fundraiser/masterseries. Or it might just be mass. I don't know. But you go check it out. Type both of them and see where it pop up. You can see that flavor hit you dead in the face, man. Can't do nothing fuck with it then. Salute on that. Back to what I was saying. Hot Girl Summer, right? Did, right? Did you niggas hear JT first day out? You know what I mean? With the City Girl. I can't hate, man. You know what I mean? I'm expecting to see some shit. And look, to me, she took some shots in the shit, man. I want y'all to go ahead. I was going to play it tonight, but I honestly don't feel like it no more. I was going to play it, but I don't feel like it. I want you to go do your own homework and get back to me tomorrow when I call y'all tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? When I call y'all tomorrow, just let me know how it go. But y'all get some of that. I might play this shit tomorrow, though. I might have it booted up. But I was thinking about doing a little mix on some shit, you know what I mean? Do a little bullshit mix with old Megan, the Hot Girl Summer, and then the City Girl Winter, or whatever it's about to be. Yeah, we're going to have to get these seasons together, man. It's all adobo. It's all adobo. It's all adobo, man. So salute to JT. Salute to everybody over there, Quality Control, man. Salute to Pete, I'm down the street, man. Salute to y'all niggas, man. Everybody. And it's all good. So, yeah, man. Like I said, survival, love is a drug. You know, where do we go from here, family, with these relationships in 2019? It's not really, I know where to go. You know what I'm saying? The spot where I want to go is, we're going to slow walk this thing, man. And what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to analyze us, fellas, before we can analyze them. You know what I mean? Because you got to understand what our role is in this thing. You know what I mean? No matter what it is. I mean, whatever, what your situation is. Like, you know what I mean? You want to be that help me, that bearer for your significant other. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it's supposed to go. And that's exactly how it's gonna go. Did I cover all the bases? I ain't cover shit. I ain't really cover nothing I wanted to cover tonight, y'all, because there's never enough time. But guess what? We had all the time we need. We had all the time we need. And I enjoy all the time with you motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? And y'all already know how we gonna have to do this shit, right? We gonna fall back, right? And see, what you gonna have to do is you gonna have to follow this shit. And you know what? I'm gonna have to start turning off the live chat on y'all, man. So y'all be going in there and then like my moderators, y'all look a lot of. I be letting a lot of shit ride, but like going forward, because we get monetized these days, y'all. We get monetized, you know, people looking at us, you know what I mean? They trying to see what's up with this thing or something else. So, we're going to have to start getting on the fuck shit. I said I wasn't going to never be on no fuck boy shit, but I'm going to have to be on the fuck boy shit. And I'm going to let y'all be on the fuck boy shit because I ain't got time to do all that. But I'll be y'all in here with the live chat with all this. Arguing, disrespecting, this and that. We can't do that, y'all. Let me do all of that. You know what I'm saying? Let me wear all of that, family. But again, it's your boy, Pimp Black, family. It's been a pleasure. It's been real. It's been what we've been doing this whole fucking time. They say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. We say hold your nose and tilt your head back, family. I'm gone. I'm going to call y'all tomorrow, man.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVainVerdy. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at TheVainVerdy. Twitter at TheVainVerdy. Instagram, the_vain_verdy. Google Plus at TheVainVerdy. Skype, VainVerdy. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVainVerdy@gmail.com. Again, TheVainVerdy@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdy podcast or PayPal me at TheVainVerdy. Peace of life, family.